A Jewish Journal article. Mayim Bialik on, As They Made Us, her new film and directorial debut. Mayim Bialik didn't set out to write her new film, As They Made Us. Instead, it happened naturally. 7 years ago this Pesach, Bialik's father Barry passed away. In following Jewish tradition, she mourned him for an entire year, and after that time ended, the words started flowing out of her. I felt compelled to write about some of the images, memories and feelings that came up, she said. I never intended to make a movie. Bialik, who had never written a script before, kept what she wrote to herself for a while before deciding to show it to some friends. I finally shared it with people closest to me and they enjoyed it and encouraged me to keep going, she said. When she showed it to her agency, she assumed they would find an experienced screenwriter to take over. However, they wanted to use her script. And then, she thought they'd find a director for the film. But they hoped she would do it instead. I've been bossy and meticulous my whole life and I think I found a job, directing, where those things are helpful, she said. I was raised by school teachers turned documentary filmmakers, and I saw a lot of cinema and art and I had an eye for it. Together, with cinematographer David Feeney Mosier, we crafted a story that felt incredibly universal. Bialik drew inspiration from her own life when writing the film. It follows Abigail, Diana Agron, a divorcee with two young boys who is coping with her father's imminent death and her mother's reluctance to come to terms with it. Dustin Hoffman plays her father, Eugene, and Candace Bergen plays her mother, Barbara. Simon Helberg, Bialik's co-star on The Big Bang Theory, was tapped for the role of Nathan, Abigail's estranged brother. Candace was unbelievable, and Dustin was a consummate professional, said Bialik. He loved being on the set, and both he and Candace loved having me direct them. I felt more intimidated to direct Simon because he's my friend and someone I love so much. It was really a surreal experience. Bialik tells the family story in, As They Made Us, with present-day scenes as well as flashbacks. Both Eugene and Barbara suffer from mental illness, and there are plenty of raw, dysfunctional moments, as when Eugene strikes Nathan, ultimately causing him to withdraw from the family. I decided when I wrote this as a commitment to myself and my family that I wouldn't go scene by scene and say this did or didn't happen, she said. It's not an autobiography. These characters behave in many ways that my family didn't. Rather than saying exactly what happened, Bialik uses her experiences as a springboard for discussing mental illness and families. It's based on my life, and the lives of anyone growing up with mental illness or addiction who wants to be allowed to talk about it, she said. I grew up in a house with a lot of chaos, mental illness and challenges, but also with humor and connection. Bialik has always been interested in mental health. She's been going to therapy since she was a teenager, and she earned her PhD in neuroscience from UCLA. She hosts a podcast called Mayim Bialik's Breakdown, where she talks with fellow celebrities about mental health and emotional well-being. I've been on a constant journey, she said. I get to explore it with the person I'm in partnership with, Jonathan Cohen, on our podcast, which is incredible and cathartic. As They Made Us is unflinchingly honest and realistic, showing just how people react to difficult life circumstances like family dysfunction and the death of a loved one. In a particularly heartbreaking scene, which takes place right after Eugene's funeral, Barbara is gossiping about everyone who showed up. Abigail scolds her, and Barbara defends herself. How dare you speak to a mourner like that, Abigail, Barbara says. I'm mourning too, Abigail replies. Yes, but you're not his wife, Barbara says. There's a difference. Bialik said that the rawness is intentional. I wanted a movie that was emotionally honest, she said. There are some really ugly things in this movie. We cover death, breakups, people not being able to manage divorce, aging parents and cringe moments with parents. There isn't a moment that I hid. As They Made Us is also deeply Jewish. In one scene, Abigail recites the Shema with her children, and during the funeral, the rabbi helps Abigail and Barbara fulfill the ritual of Kriya. The tearing of the clothing is part of the mourning process. There is this notion about traditional Judaism that it threads through your life even when things are chaotic, said Bialik. There are some beautiful aspects of the Jewish traditions of death and mourning. These traditions, which are thousands of years old, are powerful and evocative. The movie takes place during Hanukkah, so there are menorahs throughout Abigail's home, and she wears a Megan David necklace. I loved using Diana's Hebrew and singing, said Bialik. A lot of people know her from Glee. She was recently in Shiva Baby, playing a non-Jewish character, but she is Jewish. Abigail is also a writer working on a cover story for Modern Jew magazine, which may look familiar to readers of the Jewish Journal. It's based on the Jewish Journal, said Bialik. I showed my production designer the Jewish Journal, and there was a little nod to how badly I always wanted to be on the cover of it. My mom was always telling me I should have been on the cover. While filming the movie, Bialik would host Shabbat for her crew. There were many Jewish members of the crew, many of whom had never done Shabbat, she said. They were really happy to participate, and it was a nice pause during a crazy week. It was really beautiful. As for what's next, Bialik has been promoting the movie, which came out on April 8th in select theaters as well as all the streaming services. She looks forward to wrapping up shooting on her show, Call Me Kat, continuing to host Jeopardy! Through May and going to Israel this summer. I have family on a kibbutz and in other places that are more controversial, she said. I love the Kotel. I'm a Jerusalem person for sure. If her father were alive and could see the movie, Bialik said he would carefully analyze it. He was a filmmaker himself, after all. He was my greatest critic, she said. I think he'd probably like it visually because he was very artsy. He'd go scene by scene and tell me what was wrong with it, and that's totally fine. Since, As They Made Us, is so relatable, Bialik is confident that viewers will see themselves, and their family life, reflected in it. I think everyone will have a connection with the film depending on what their home life and family is like, she said. It's about finding redemptive aspects even when people are difficult and complicated. As They Made Us is now in theaters and available for rental or for purchase wherever you watch films.